Bhagavad Gita?
Yes.
Okay. Particular place?
No. Any verse is okay.
Any verse. Excuse me?
We're just about to upload Windows 7.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to make sure we're taking out the old version and starting from scratch.
Is that what he thinks wise? I think that's...
Because it's the old code, isn't it?
I don't think it's upgradable. I think you have to just start from scratch.
You have to reload your programs afterwards?
Yes. I think that's the only... There's no alternative, is there? That's okay. Okay. Now the technical side is taken care of. We can get on with real life. Let's see. Well, we have a choice. Okay, Bhagavad Gita as it is, 10th chapter, text 14. And we can begin with an auspicious cell phone check.
Thank you very much.
And all the mobiles should be. This is 10:14. Sarvam etadritam manye yanmam vadasi keshava nahite bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanavaha. O Krishna, I totally accept as truth all that you have told me. Neither the demigods nor the demons, O Lord, can understand your personality. Purport. Arjun herein confirms that persons of faithless and demonic nature cannot understand Krishna. He is not known even by the demigods, so what to speak of the so-called scholars of this modern world? By the grace of the Supreme Lord, Arjun has understood that the supreme truth is Krishna, and that he is the perfect one. One should therefore follow the path of Arjuna. He received the authority of Bhagavad Gita. As described in the 4th chapter, the parampara system of disciplic succession for the understanding of Bhagavad Gita was lost, and therefore Krishna re-established that disciplic succession with Arjuna, because he considered Arjuna his intimate friend and a great devotee. Therefore, as stated in our introduction to Gita Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita should be understood in the parampara system. When the parampara system was lost, Arjuna was selected to rejuvenate it. The acceptance by Arjuna of all that Krishna says should be emulated. Then we can understand the essence of Bhagavad Gita, and then only can we understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om akhanatimirantasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurmilitam jena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manobhistam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupakada mahyam tathati shapadantikam vandeham shri guru shri jata padakamalan shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam shagrajatam sahagana raganatan vitam stam sajivam sadvaitam shavatutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam sri radha krishna padan sahagana ladita sri vishakhan vitamscha he krishna karuna sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchako Pitarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Swayam Evatmanatmanam Veta Tvam Purushottama Bhuta Bhavana Bhutesha Deva Deva Jagatpate. That's the next verse. Svayam eva etam sarvam etad ritam manye yan mam vadasi keshava nahi te bhagavan vyaktim vidur deva nadanava. This is the way that Arjuna accepts Bhagavad Gita. Absolutely. He absolutely accepts the word of Krishna. It's implied that we're also being asked to accept Krishna's word absolutely. And someone may say, well, that's really too much to ask. That's unreasonable. That's excessive. What do we say to that? Of course, Arjuna, from the very beginning, has already indicated that I'll accept whatever you say. He's really not taking a new position here. Earlier in the second chapter, he surrenders. Shishasteham shadi maham tvam prapanya. My dear Krishna, no one else can untangle this mess that I'm in. No one else can clarify the conflicting forces here. No one can reconcile this conflict but you. I've tried. I've got all my arguments. But I'm in total conflict. I don't know whether it's better to kill them or be killed by them. I don't know which is better. I'm ready to. Maybe it's better to just die unresisting, unarmed on the battlefield, just stand there and let them kill me. I don't know what to do. He's reached that point. Bewilderment. That's the nature of the material world. It creates, almost inevitably, what am I supposed to do? Creates that sort of situation. I don't know whether I should do this or that. And for those who are a little sensitive, it creates existential bewilderment. What am I doing here? Why am I here? What's the use of my life? What am I supposed to do with it? A person who's thoughtful will come into that orbit. He'll come into these questions will arise in the mind of a thoughtful person. What is the use of doing this or doing that? What am I supposed to do with my life? And then people have responses to that. They commit suicide, as many, especially young people do, university students and so on. They just say, there's no purpose to it. I see no good. My parents want me to do that, but I don't want to do that, and there's nothing else that I want to do. Or various kinds of conflicts, and so they, okay, here's a way out. They jump off a tower or a bridge, or, you know, don't need to detail all the possibilities. Or they just surrender and say, well, as they're advised often by counselors and friends, that just, you know, get over it. It'll pass. It's just a phase. Everybody goes through it. And you just kind of tolerate it, and like a mosquito bite, it'll go away. Which it will. You ignore these questions and they go away. And the purpose of life is then clear. It's to go to work every day and raise my family and make money and go to the movies and have a drink now and then. And whatever it is, that's the question goes away. What is my life for? It gets buried. And, you know, I know it was there someplace, but there was some sort of question, but I forgot what it was. That's called Avaranatmika Shakti, the covering potency of Maya. So that even the pig feels that, hey, everything's fine.
Or, for
a more fortunate person, the question doesn't go away. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it's said that the Paramhansas and the fools are happy. Paramhansas are happy because they're on the spiritual platform, and the fools are happy because they're fools. But those in between feel the pinching of material nature, and they're the ones who have to face these questions. And the thoughtful person, the fortunate person, the actual human being asks, Brahma Jigyasa, his spiritual inquiry begins. What is the source of everything? What is my purpose in life? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Kayami, kenayami, jarantapatra, Sanatana Goswami asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a big government minister, Sanatana Goswami, knew Urdu and Sanskrit and Bengali and so on. Very sharp minister. Practically he and his brother were running the whole government. But he approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him these questions. Who am I? And why are the threefold miseries always giving me trouble? I don't know the answers to these questions. Therefore, although they call me pundit, they call me a learned man, actually I'm a fool. In that way, he surrendered to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Arjuna, I don't have a way out of this conflict. You please enlighten me. Shishyasteham shadimam tam prapanna. I surrender. Prapanna means surrender. That implies that we recognize the limited range of our intelligence, of our mind. Mind and intelligence can only go so far, and then they get bewildered. Therefore, one is advised. Tasmad gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreya uttama. That a person who wants the real benefit in life, shreya uttama, long range or ultimate transcendental benefit in life, is not just looking for some immediate benefit, ultimate benefit, shreya uttama, gurum prapadyeta, he should surrender to a bona fide representative of Krishna, a bona fide spiritual master. Tad vigyanartam sa gurum eva apiyasche. In order to solve the problems of life, it's not for some other purpose, it's for that purpose. That life presents to us these fundamental issues. Who am I? Why are these miseries coming upon me? Why these conflicts? Why these difficulties? What am I meant to do? What is my real purpose? These questions, to address those questions, one is advised, gurum prapadyeta. Because by our own limited mind and intelligence, we'll be bewildered. We will not understand. Therefore, one is advised to approach the person in knowledge. The ultimate knowledgeable person is Krishna, or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sanatana Goswami approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Arjuna approached Krishna. You please tell me. Other than you, no one can solve this. So Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or the representative of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's presenting the same message. Evam parampara praptam. Parampara system means descending knowledge. There are two methods, the aroha panta, avaroha panta, the ascending process, work my way up till I get to the truth, or the descending process, to be receptive to the truth. The ascending process will fail because it will reach the limits of our material faculties, and then we can't go further. Perhaps at best we'll arrive at an impersonal conclusion. Not this, not this, not this, not this. Then what? Then nothing. Or then everything, as far as we can figure out. But we won't reach the personality of Godhead, who's beyond the range of the mind and senses. We will not reach him. At the very most, we'll reach some impersonal or void idea. Or else, below that, we'll just say sense gratification. Kamo papoga padama etamiti nischita. The demons reach this idea. What is life for? Life is for sense gratification. Kama upaboga, to satisfy my desires. That's the purpose of life. That's what they'll come to. Or those who are more spiritually inclined, they'll come to void, they'll come to impersonalism. But those who take advantage of hearing from a bona fide spiritual master who's a devotee of Krishna, they only can understand Krishna. Yes, bhaktyama vijanati, bhaktosi me sikha cheti, rahasyam yedadutama. My dear Arjuna, I'm speaking to you this confidential knowledge of Bhagavad Gita because you're my devotee and my friend. You're not a sannyasi, you're not a Brahmin, you're a householder, you're a kshatriya. That doesn't matter. But you're my devotee, therefore you can understand. I can be understood by devotional service, not by any other method. So this Bhagavad Gita means, actually understanding Bhagavad Gita means that we have to reach that, we have to approach with that receptive mentality. At least Srila Prabhupada says in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, at least in theory we should accept that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, what's the use of hearing? Just either everyone's got an opinion, so we'll read something, and then we'll put it all together, well, a little bit from here, a little bit from there. That means I become the authority. But I'm the person who doesn't know, I'm in ignorance. So what will I do putting together or stitching together a little from here, a little from there? I'll get a crazy quilt. So, amanitvam, the process of knowledge begins with humility. And humility means accepting that I don't know what the truth is. Well, then I have to hear from the right person. Shabde pareja nishnatam brahmani samabhubhamashraya. The person who's heard the transcendental message from the authoritative sources. And who's fixed in devotional service to the absolute truth. He's the right person from whom to hear, the person who's presenting Krishna's message as it is. Because vidura na deva, even the devas don't know Krishna. Even Lord Brahma, he said that maybe one day it might be possible to smash up all the ingredients of the cosmic manifestation, turn them into tiny little particles, and then count the particles. Or probably one place says, or roll up your sky, the sky like your bedroll. That might one day be possible, but even if that were possible, it still wouldn't be possible to understand the extent of Krishna's energies, his glories, to fathom everything about Krishna. In the next verse, Svayam eva atmanatmanam beta tam purushottam. Oh Krishna, purushottam, only you know yourself by your own energy. Svayam eva atmanatmanam beta tam purushottam. Bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva jagatpati. You're the jagatpati, the father of the whole universe, controller, master of the whole universe. Bhuta bhavana, maintainer of the whole universe. Bhutesha, the controller, master of all entities, all living beings. Bhuta bhavana bhutesha deva deva. You're the deva, even of the devas. Muyanti yat surya, even the devas get bewildered about Krishna. Brahma gets bewildered, Indra gets bewildered. Who can understand Krishna? But bhaktosi mesakanchiti. Well, this is possible for a fortunate person. A person who hears from the right source, submissively, probably so the process of submissive oral reception. That's what cleanses the heart. Otherwise, the process of challenging, that means I know, doesn't work. The process of intellectual, my prabhu mentions here the mundane scholars, and they'll read books and they'll attend seminars and they'll rationalize and they'll come to some conclusion about who Krishna is, and it'll all be within the context of Indology or Hinduism or comparative something or other in philology and but they won't understand Krishna. Naham prakasya sarvasya yoga maya samavata. Krishna will remain hidden, and therefore they'll remain mudhas, maya, pratigana, duskriti. They won't surrender to Krishna. They'll study Krishna, they'll lecture about Krishna, they'll translate Krishna, they'll comment on Krishna, they'll publish about Krishna, but they won't serve Krishna. So what's the use? Right, they get a degree and an academic post and some money and some students. And then they die. And then where do they go? So sarvame tadritam manye. I accept what you say is the truth, and completely. Not picking and choosing. I like this part. Chapter 3 was really good. No, sarvam. Yanmam bhadasikeshva. Whatever you've said, I accept that 100%. Especially, I was already prepared to accept whatever you say. And now you've explained it, you've answered my questions, my doubts. Some doubts were there, all right. I raised my doubts, you erased my doubts. How is it that you tell me on the one side that I should fight, on the other side you tell me I should cultivate knowledge? It seems like you're being contradictory, equivocal. But he submissively submitted his questions, placed his questions before Krishna. Krishna answered. Now he says, sarvame tadritam manye. I accept it all as being true. Yanmam tadasikeshava. Nahite bhagavan bhyaktim. Your personal glories, the nature of your existence as the personality of Godhead, vidura na deva madhavana. Even the demigods don't understand. And what to speak of these fools were bewildered by the grossest forms of material energy. What will they understand? The demons. The demonic men. It's described later in the 16th chapter how bewildered they are. Adyo vijanavan asmi konyosti sadrisho maya. I'm surrounded by aristocratic relatives. I've gotten so much money by my schemes. I'll get more. he's my enemy, I've killed him, I'll smash my other enemies also. I'll enjoy, I'll control. Kon yosti sandrisho maya. Who else is there like me? Itya gyana vimohita. In this way, thoroughly bewildered by illusion. So such thoroughly bewildered persons, what will they understand about Krishna? They'll simply be absorbed in exploiting the material energy more and more through their power, through their geopolitical schemes, through science, through romantic conquest, through business deals, through this, through that. They're going to and they're going to be thoroughly smashed by the material energy. So they'll never understand Krishna. But even the godly persons, by the process of mental speculation or by tapasya or by studying the Vedas, by charity, by pious activity, they'll not understand Krishna. But a person who takes the process of devotional service under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, he can understand. Janati tattvam bhagavan mayam no. The person who gets a little mercy, prasada leshana grihite vi. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving lots of mercy. He's Krishna Prema Pradayate, he's distributing liberally.